Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9490 for Eagles Cowboys. 425 on Sunday. We get Brady and Burkhardt on this game Sunday. Then we get the big crew. I think it's a Brady game.
Okay, Tom.
I'm kind of interested in Brady's thoughts. I wonder how much they will get into the AJ Hurts thing. I mean, he had to deal with the Randy Moss thing at one point, and Belichick got Moss out of there.
Was Randy Moss a malcontent? I don't remember hearing that story.
Yeah, well, I mean, not at the beginning, but at some point, I don't know, I forget it was 2 or 3 years after his arrival there. Okay. They traded him out, I think, mid-season. They traded him back to Minnesota, if my memory serves right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and look, he also had Antonio Brown, I mean, in multiple times. I mean, Brady dealt with, as much as they tried to stay away from divas in New England, and he dealt with some over the course of his career. I'm curious his thoughts on it. So we'll get a Brady and Burkhardt game on Sunday. We also will get, and I think it's time we unveil a little saved or screwed here as we try to figure out if we are in the right or the wrong when it comes to referee assignment. Hugh, Sunday, we're getting Bill Vinovich and his crew on the game. So I've been going over these things and trying to figure out, are we saved or are we screwed? Usually we do this for some big games. This feels like a big one on Sunday. And Hugh, the more I dive into it, the more I feel good. We are saved by the referee crew here on Sunday. Divisional home teams, which is what the Cowboys are on Sunday, 25-31 with Vinovich since 2016. So he doesn't have a friendly whistle to the home team in
these
games.
Is that right?
The other thing that I'm noticing is here, they have been pretty let him play in his career in terms of defensive backs and wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I think that benefits us. Quinyon is he's smart about it, but he, you know, he could kind of be handsy.
Right? Yeah, Adoree Jackson.
And Adoree Jackson, yeah. Although he's played better, you would think at some point maybe he needs a little grab on Pickens.
George is different. George, that's going to be an interesting matchup. Those two.
I mean, is it as simple as Quinyon on CD and we just take our chances with Adoree on Pickens?
I think that's what you do. But doesn't I'm trying to remember, does Quinyon always travel with the best receiver or does he play a side?
Well, last year he played a side. This year he's done more traveling.
Okay, yeah. So I guess I'll put him on CD and let him have that and probably give Adoree some help.
Pickens has been better this year.
He has. Now CD missed some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Pickens has been
really good.
And Pickens is close to 1,000 yards. I think he's over 900 yards already.
Pickens between the two is the one that you worry about, like, taking Adoree's lunch money.
Yeah.
You know, so you give him a little bit of help.
Either of them will take Adoree's lunch money.
Yeah, well, so, I'm just saying, but I'm talking about, like, for real, running your pockets, George Pickens.
Oh, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm talking about not only, I'm talking about on the field and off the field.
Yeah, he'll grab your face mask. And,
yeah. He'll run your pockets for real.
Yeah, look, I feel better about Adoree now than I did a few weeks ago. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
What did Fangio call him? A survivor? He's been a survivor in the NFL?
Yeah, he's weathered the storm.
He's found a way.
Survivor is a wild thing to say about a corner, by the way.
It is.
But
he's still here.
Yeah. He's a cornerback, and he's here.
That pass rush helps out.
I was just going to say that. Like, it almost makes it, because, I don't know, seeing what Slay's look like in Pittsburgh, was he really that good for us last season, or was he just helped out a little bit, like, you know, I don't know.
I mean, maybe you might be onto it. Maybe the Eagles think they can get away with one pretty average corner because we have a pass rush.
I guess the pass rush wasn't great last season, but it got better as the season went on.
Yeah, he also had a lot of help at safety last year with CJ, GJ making a lot of plays. Look, a month ago, I would have said, uh-oh, Dory Jackson in this game, he's played better. I mean, the last 2 weeks, he has not got... I mean, I guess Jameson Williams got him a couple times last week and some explosives, but for the most part, it hasn't been, you know, game-wrecking. So let's hope that keeps itself up on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Our combo con today, we're looking for opposites. Today's winner, which is really, I mean, the grand prize, which you're automatically entered for if you win today, is awesome. So today's qualifying prize, the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, the Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. But if you win today, you're automatically entered you for the grand prize, which is the Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the cornhole set. Of course, thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey. We're looking for opposites today. Do you feel today's a trap game? And should Jalen Hurts run more on Sunday? I say yes. He has, since week one, I mean, week one, he ran a lot against this Dallas defense, 14 times for 62 yards. And since then, he's only averaging about 22 yards a game running. I want Jalen's legs to be a big part of this game. Logan is in Delaware. Hey, Logan.
Logan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Logan. What's up?
Sorry, can you guys hear me? I took myself off speaker.
We got you, Logan. Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. Perfect. Sweet. Now, I don't feel like it's a trap game. I think, if anything, it's more of a trap game on the Cowboys fan side, because they're getting their hopes up because their offense looked good against a crappy team, and then we're just going to crush them and we're going to make them sad. And I mean, that's really what I feel is going to happen. I think it's going to be 24-16.
I will take that because, and we'll get out of there.
Because Aubrey could,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because with Aubrey's leg, I feel like 3 field goals is doable because he can hit from midfield basically. So it's not even really as much a knock on the defense. And I think I agree with the Hurts running more. Even if it's just scrambling out of the pocket more and not necessarily bursting off for big runs, I just feel like it gets him in a better groove. And I feel like once you get him moving, I feel like he gets in a rhythm better with his passing.
I agree. And I think it will help Saquon too, right? Like if the defense has got to worry about Jalen on kind of those ride and decide, the RPOs, it freezes those, that end for just a second, and maybe Saquon could get a little bit up the field. I feel like it's a subtle part of why they haven't run the ball as well, Logan, this year. I don't think teams are thinking about Jalen keeping the ball and running himself.
Yeah, and I think, too, with the whole it's hard to figure out for sure without being actually on the team what the reason for the lack of creativity in the offense is. And I think it stinks because you see what happened last night with Josh Allen. And that is exactly the reason why they're afraid to, you know, throw the ball in the middle of the field and trying to throw into these tight windows and all that stuff. Like, I think that just confirms more of their game plan to them when you see these great quarterbacks that, you know, have trouble turning the ball over and they lose the game.
Of course. I'm sure it does. I think a lot of Eagles fans last night felt that way. I'm sure the coaching staff, maybe Jalen himself, felt like, hey, this is why we do it our way, and it works almost every time. Logan, what do you got for us for Combo-Con?
All right, so literally where polar opposites come from, North and South Pole.
North and South Pole. And that's, I mean, a literal answer. I feel like you like that one here.
I do like the literal.
You were answering today and you were trying to win, which it sounded like earlier you wish you could, but you're not allowed.
Yeah. I like that one, North and South Pole.
I mean, they are polar opposites. Yeah. I mean, that is exactly it. So Logan mentions something about the Cowboys' offense. You think he's right, or is he oversimplifying? He's basically saying they've put up numbers on bad defenses.
Well,
I mean, can you get to be the number two scoring team just on your schedule, or you got to be good too?
Well, I think you know, I look at it like this. There's some truth to what he's saying. You got to play the teams that you're playing against.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, how they stacked up, like say going into the game against Green Bay, it was something similar. Going against Detroit, it was something similar. So it has just as much to do with the matchup as it is everything else.
So two things. One, I think it's probably fair to say the Cowboys have beaten bad teams and lost to good ones. Like,
yes,
that's been their team. They did put up 64 combined points on the Packers and the Broncos. Yeah. Like
they can score.
It's not like all the Giants games or Carolina. I'm looking at who they've put their points up against, or Las Vegas. They move the ball.
I don't know. I think it's too long and too big of a sample size to say that they're overrated, like they're just beating up on bad teams.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you can tell when it's that. The Saints, the beginning of last year, remember they had those back-to-back weeks where they put up like 100 points? But they had Derek Carr and Chris Olave and Taysom Hill, and the rest are just like, they had a bum talent squad on offense. The Cowboys don't. Like, Cowboys have talented players. They're a good offense. They have a good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, like Javonte's having a good year. Like, they are just a good offense.
Yeah, they're a fraud team, but they kind of remind me of last year's Bengals. Remember Joe Burrow had that huge year, and their defense was like the worst in the league, and they still missed the playoffs. I don't know if they finished with 8 or 9 wins. That's kind of what this Cowboys team is.
Yeah, I mean, good offenses beat up on bad defenses. That's what they do.
Of course they do, right. Yeah. And look, if our offense, Hugh, is ready to get back on track, this should
this
be a good
like
week.
This feels like a get-right game. Slump Buster. I like that name. Slump Buster.
But yeah, I asked you earlier how many points they were going to score, and you said like 21.
Whatever it takes.
How many points did they score last week, Joe? 16?
16.
It was whatever.
Okay, 21
it takes.
Is better than 16, right?
Yeah, but the bar is so low.
No, listen, baby steps.
Tell him, Hugh.
I'm just trying to tell you.
It what starts it? With Dallas.
Thank you.
Is that what your notebook says today?
Yes, it does. It says, no. It says, no trap game. BTA.
Oh, wow. But no trap game. Why didn't you say that at 10:05?
Because I just thought about it.
Oh, okay. but you didn't tell me it was a BTA game.
But 21 points don't sound like a BTA game.
No, it's not.
You're holding back on it, man.
I got to say the best.
What else do you have in the notebook?
Trying to get to this inside of the year. I got some notes.
Like, you know
I
what we should
some,
do? I'm thinking of a segment where we empty Hugh's notebook. He just reads whatever the hell's on the sheet, and it's kind of like the reporter, Hugh.
We don't want to do that.
No, we do. I need you to wear glasses and wear them low on your nose. Like,
what's really in there, buddy?
We don't want to do
Hugh,
that.
Hugh, what do you have in there?
Just saying. Some weird. Hey, listen.
In your work notebook, there's weird things?
Well, no, it's like random thoughts. Like today when I was talking.
Oh, this isn't just for work?
Well, no, it's just like sometimes, you know, you hear different things and you just Google different stuff or you think about different stuff. Mm-hmm. And I write down different thoughts that I might have that we have during the meeting.
Like, like the lady grilling M&Ms on her flat top?
Yeah, the lady. Elaine.
Yeah, all the pertinent thoughts that you have during our meeting.
Listen, she said, what's the chef's name?
Gordon Ramsay?
No, some O'Keefe, celebrity chef.
Emeril.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen O'Keefe,
sure.
But she called him Stephen O'Queefe.
Oh, God.
You.
maybe I shouldn't have asked what was in the notebook.
But I'm saying.
So what did you write? Never mind.
No,
I'm going to stop
Elaine,
my own question.
Elaine is crazy. Wow. I mean, it's just like, it's just stuff like that. And I was like, wait a minute, is that his name? But it wasn't. It was O'Keefe. But
of course it wasn't his name.
It was her, the way she, it was her enunciation.
So that's in the notebook?
I got to find it for you because it was funny.
Okay. It sounds like it.
It was funny.
Maybe we don't need to look at the notebook.
Maybe the notebook
no,
was.
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell y'all.
Was not a great idea. I'm sorry, everyone. That's my fault. Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Oh, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt.
One day they're going to publish that notebook. It's going to be something.
It might be the end, but it'll be something.
He might get arrested.
He might be canceled.
When he's in the upper room. Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll auction off this notebook.
Okay, I got 2 points. I want to try to hit them really quick. Restore a little order to this craziness.
Okay.
My first point, and it's a little bit, they're both a little long, so just whatever.
All right, you get long talk, yeah.
Yeah, because, all right, I appreciate that. Feels good. All right. The Eagles just beat the Packers, and they beat the Lions. a lot of people thought that the Packers signing of Micah was, well, I mean, there were many advantages to that, but a lot of people said it was probably for that game. Mm-hmm. It was an important thing to think about. It didn't work. We beat them. Dan Campbell then takes over the coaching or the play calling duties, right, for Detroit. What is it, a week before our game?
Yeah, and they put up like 44 the week before. Yep.
Yeah, didn't work. My point is that the Eagles are good, and people are, they're coming at us, they're bringing their best, and, you know, Joe, you're talking about a trap game, and you're saying, oh, their defense, Dallas' defense has got a lot of different additions. Yeah, it does. So does ours. Mm-hmm. So does ours, man. So I don't see a loss this weekend. I see some fireworks. It'll be fun. All right. Anybody want to say anything about that, or I just go to my second one about
AJ? Oh, no, we let you cook, dog. Well, what you got?
Yeah, you finished cooking.
So I did ask. Sometimes you don't, it's not good to get what you ask for. With AJ, I was saying this to Kyle. I think that, like, what's weird is that you guys were talking about, like the vibe between a QB and a wide receiver, and, mm-hmm. and you talk about Aaron Rodgers. I was thinking about how Aaron Rodgers, it's well known that he would not throw the ball to dudes that he just did not like the way they ran their routes. They wouldn't get the ball. And Davante Adams was, you know, he had to learn that the hard way. He didn't get the ball, but then, like, you know, they got it together. He vibed with him, and we know the rest of the story. So the thing that's weird about this is that A.J. Brown is better at his position than Jalen is. That's one of the problems, I think. I'll just put it out there. Does that make sense? Like, Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. Davante Adams, up and coming at that point. But, like, when those two came together, AJ's a better wide receiver than Jalen's quarterback.
Matt, to go off your point, and what I think the point you're making is...
Yeah, I kind of said that earlier.
Yeah, it feels to me, like, that's why I bring up Russell Wilson a lot, because I think the point of contention over there 12 years ago was Russell started to get the money and the credit, but his teammates felt like, hey, you know, where you rank
you
among quarterbacks.
You ain't all that.
I'm the better safety. I'm the better running back, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it caused a point of contention. And perhaps, Matt, that's also part of it here, where he gets the credit for the wins and losses, and they're like, hey, you know, we're you don't win without us.
But it's also about the chain of command, kind of. Like, you know, when somebody's not that good of a quarterback, he's not an elite. He's a good quarterback, all right? He's good. I'm not going to disparage him.
Yeah, but it's okay to say he's not elite. Like, no one's going to, you know,
It's a
sensitive subject.
Well, it doesn't have to be. We could just be honest.
But it is.
If you're scared to say the truth.
No, I'm just saying it is. It's because it's not like I'm scared to say the truth, but it's the era that I came up in. You know what I mean? It's what you did. You relented to the quarterback because he was the one that he was the face of the franchise, and he ran. You know, he had to say at the end of the day. So
that's what I was trying to get to a little bit.
You took a long time to get there. I had to help you out.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good, dog. We're good. We got one long talker talking
to another over here.
You know what I'm saying? We got time.
Got through that. All right. Opposites. Hugh Douglas's head and Hugh Douglas's beard.
Well, they're opposites. Yeah, it's a good phone call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you overthought that. My head and my beard. How does that, you know?
There's hair on the bottom, not on the top.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
One of them's bald.
Yeah, I can grow hair if I want to.
I did see someone.
But there's a reason you don't want to.
It don't grow where I
it's
want
not
to.
As symmetrical as you want.
The under
talked about part of most bald guys is we all can grow a decent amount of hair.
Because,
you know, there's a part of everyone's head where the hair always grows. But then you have the cul-de-sac. That's what some of us don't want, you know, to have out all the time.
Yeah,
we all could grow hair.
Yeah, bald spot be bald spot.
Didn't you try last year?
I did, and it was like, dog, let that go.
Wait, was your son? He said something.
Harper was like, "Oh, like your hair, it doesn't grow right there." I wanted to call him mean and hurtful names, but I couldn't.
But he's
because he was only six.
Yeah, I mean that's the. I mean, at that age, you're nothing but honest.
10 more years from now, he's gonna say it to you on purpose just to get under your skin.
Oh no, he's like the other day when I was letting it grow. Like, hey, he said, "Dad, you need to cut your hair." And I was like,
He's just keeping you alive.
Yeah. You need to cut your hair.
He's just helping me come on home. Yeah. Then you got to stay.
What
there.
If he Once says that? Stay home. Come on, Dad. Come on home.
Yeah, come on home. Cut that. Go ahead, and cut that patch out of your head.
Let's go to Zoe and Bluebell. What's up, Zoe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Zoe. Right, what's up?
All right. So listen, this is a trap game. Now, why everybody doesn't feel the same way is beyond me. But it's set up this way, like perfectly every single year. Now, reason this year is we got the better record. We basically. Anytime you play Dallas, same as the NFC East across the board, you pretty much throw the records out. Records don't really come into play. And even though the players don't feel the exact same way as the fans do when it comes to the rivalry, you can feel it when you're in the stadium. I mean, you know it's a pressure moment. And for Dallas right now, we're their Super Bowl. Because back in the 90s and when we just weren't doing good as a city, like we said earlier, as long as we beat Dallas, we would feel good. Now, Dallas is going to be in that same frame of mind as we are, as we were back then. It's like they beat us. Granted, I'm pretty sure they got an idea they're not going to go anywhere this year. So them beating us, especially if we're eventually the Super Bowl champions again, you know, that'll make a feel good for them. I don't know. For me, it just means more to them than it does to us. I feel like we're way too nonchalant, way too, oh, we're better than them. We're good across the board. But Dallas can put up points. Dallas can score. They got two receivers that scare the hell out of me. And we're not perfect. As long as our front four get there, then we'll be all right. But if they don't, we're going to have a problem. You know, the game's going to end up being closer and tighter than anybody wants it to be. It's like, I still feel uneasy whenever we play anybody. It's like no team is making me feel good that we play these days, even when we beat, because just the offense doesn't feel like it's clicking enough. And obviously we got all the drama going on. I don't know. It just feels like one of those games where anything could happen. And if we beat around the bush, something bad is going to happen. I think Jalen absolutely needs to run this game in order to mix things up and to break it up.
Yeah, and you know what? With his legs, he could just even if he just extends a few drives, and instead of punting, it's another first down. And we waste 6 more minutes off the clock over a full game because we just kept getting a few more first downs. It all adds up. So you and I see it similar. I feel like they're going to win, but I'm going to be biting my nails at 7:30 on Sunday when it's 23-21 with 2 minutes to go. It feels that way. Zoe, what do you got for us for opposites?
Well, I mean, anytime you're on social media these days, there's nothing more apparent than, you know, far left Democrat, far right Republican.
Well, can't have any more opposite than that. And it feels like that, yeah, just, especially when it goes to social media.
Yep,
of course,
any takes on that, Hugh?
Good phone call.
On this show, man. Yeah. That's a one way to be real divisive.
But his concept is true. Those are opposites, different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's all you got?
Any more, Hugh?
No, I think we should stop.
I'm going to let that one go.
We found the line where he won't recklessly speculate anymore.
Nah, man,
which
you know,
is good.
Yeah.
Thank you, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle actually was thanking us the most because he helped to deal with those phone calls. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Does this game give off trap game vibes to you? It does to me. I think the Eagles will find a way to win, but I think this is going to be harder than we want it to be down in Dallas against the Cowboys. We're going to hear what Nick Sirianni had to say today about Dak Prescott's success at home against the NFCs. I guess someone brought to his attention that Dak hasn't lost a division home game since 2017. Sirianni on that next. Yet we will guess the take, for week number 12 in the NFL. All coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.